This is a story within a story about a crab caught in the waters of the Chesapeake Bay and given the name Old Crusty. And though record-setting in size, a whopping 19 inches from tip of claw to tip of claw, nevertheless goes into the record book with an asterisk and an explanation. The first story begins on the afternoon of October 26, 1936, when a Mr. Frank Muller, owner and operator of Frank Muller's Bar and Tavern, 700 block of South Bond Street in Fells Point, received his usual shipment of crabs for the night's business. He was pulling them out of their bushel basket, one by one, when he suddenly stopped what he was doing, stung into motionless by what he found he was holding in his hand. He shouted to a worker nearby, "Get me a ruler!" Although crabs in those days ran as big as 12 and 15 inches from tip of claw to tip of claw, Muller was holding a crab measuring 19 inches from tip of claw to tip of claw, which he promptly named Old Crusty. And here's the second story. After he'd measured and thought about it a while, old waterman that he was, he said that that crab, on close inspection, had in its growing up suffered the loss of a claw, and the claw now showing was only about half the size of what the original would have been. The missing claw, had it been allowed to grow to maturity, Muller maintained, would have made Old Crusty 22 inches from claw tip to claw tip. And by the way, a check with local crab houses today turns up the information that a crab's average tip of claw today is maybe 8 inches for what they call jumbo. Some 10 or so inches were lost through the years. So Old Crusty goes down in the legend and lore of Baltimore crabbing history as being 19 inches tip of claw to tip of claw. But if you want to believe the story of Frank Muller, had not Old Crusty not suffered the loss of a claw in its youth, it would be 22 inches tip of claw to tip of claw. The story within the story that Mr. Muller told 76 years and maybe 10 inches ago.